This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. There's been a lot of federal focus on our area recently, and I want to cover some of it with you. Most of it's positive news, but not all of it. Joining us this morning to discuss these matters is 12th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. She is in the middle of all of it and joins us to provide her perspective. Thanks, as always, for your time.
Good morning, David, and it is always good to talk to you.
Let's start the conversation we all wish we didn't have to have. 11 Jane Does have filed suit alleging Eastern Michigan University actively covered up incidents of sexual assault and failed to comply with federal Title IX obligations. University President Dr. James Smith has adamantly refuted those allegations in written communications and put forth a clear institutional and personal message that sexual violence is not to be tolerated. Now, you've called on the Federal Department of Education to look into the matter. What answers are you asking it to provide?
Well, I've asked a number of questions, but this is what I want to say in very clear terms. I have spoken with numerous people after this federal lawsuit was filed, and it is very clear that there were many people on campus, women and men, who did not feel safe. People were aware of sexual allegations. There are stronger allegations. Many think that there were a number of rapes. And I understand that women didn't want to press charges because they were afraid of consequences. But that's exactly what we're trying to deal with. Women should not be afraid. If there is a problem on campus and women are afraid, sexual assaults are occurring more than they should, it needs to be addressed. And so if people are afraid to press charges, I want to understand that if you are aware that these kinds of things are going on, even if the woman's afraid, which has, you know, been for years, decades, probably centuries, a woman's been afraid to say anything because too often the survivor is the one that gets treated terribly, not the person that did the assault. Why were more actions not taken to get to the root of the problem? If someone was not comfortable pressing charges, you still should be asking questions. You need to be addressing what you're hearing. And Title IX is supposed to do that. I want clarity. And if there are holes in this law of how we help schools address this when people are afraid, then we need to address them. Because this kind of environment is just simply not okay for any woman or man.
You say you've had a lot of conversations, and it sounds like you've been talking with people on campus. Have you had occasion or opportunity to talk with EMU administrators or regents or campus police or the Ypsilanti police?
I've talked to all different stakeholders, and yes, I am talking to different people. And, you know, they are saying that it's difficult to follow what was happening if people don't press charges. And I do believe, well, I hope that the university wants to get to the bottom of this and needs to change some of the policies that allow, clearly something happened, David. There is just no question that there are very strong words that have been used about what has happened. And that environment just has to change. And why were the tools not there to help the people that were coming for help, and why were things not followed or why were things not addressed? And I want to figure out what tools we need to add in the toolbox so that this kind of environment never thrives again.
And to be clear, the university has solicited a review of its Title IX policies, procedures, and operations, and so we should get a report on that forthcoming, hopefully sooner rather than later. Now, the letter you sent out earlier this week, has there been any communication back to you from the Department of Education?
No, I just got it out on Tuesday, but they know that I am very concerned, very interested, and I am not dropping this. This is an issue that has been very important to me for decades. When I hear of incidences like this, you need someone who's going to get in there and help these women and men. And I have every intention of not letting go of this, but understanding what happened and fixing the environment that allowed it to happen.
We're talking with Congresswoman Debbie Dingell on 89.1 WEMU as we move our conversation to more positive developments in Washtenaw County. This week you announced that Packard Health would receive over $2.1 million in American Rescue Plan funding to help advance expansion of access to COVID-19 vaccines. Packard Health, by the way, has two locations in Ann Arbor and one in Ypsilanti. Is the primary focus of this infusion of money to get those vaccines in the arms of the underserved and marginalized residents?
Yes. Packard Health can use this funding to expand the COVID vaccinations, testing, and treatment for populations. And one of the things that I have been very concerned about is that the vaccines are being distributed by county. Washtenaw County is fortunate enough to be a wealthy county, but we are not granular in how we are looking where these vaccines go. And there are communities like Ypsilanti and Ypsilanti Township, which are far more vulnerable, and we need to get shots in the arms of people there. And they felt for a very significant period of time, and still do, that people have not been getting, they've not had access to vaccines. I have been relentless on pursuing getting more vaccine into these areas that need to be vaccinated.
The gap in who is and who isn't getting inoculated, as you've pointed out, has been pretty wide to this point. How are we assured that this $2.1 million investment ends up serving the right people?
Well, we got to make sure. We got to ask questions. You know, I have been very, I have to admit that I can't use the word that I was using anymore because a Republican used it. But I've been very aggressive in pushing the governor's office and the White House on, you know, that they need to be on the ground and really seeing the real world experience. And we need to bring the vaccine to those that need it. So, for instance, the state called me this week to tell me that they sent extra doses to St. Joe's for the use of that community. I said, but how are they getting it? How do we know how it's getting to those that they need? And they reviewed with me how they were going through the churches, how they were going through various communications tools with those that needed the most to get to them. And I think communication is a very important part of this, so people know how to sign up. I have been working with Rite Aid and Myers. Myers is doing a vaccination clinic, a big one with Blue Cross Blue Shield, driving people to and from. We just have to stay focused on it, communicating with people about how they can get it. And as the president announced this week, hopefully 90% of the people will be eligible for a vaccine, and 90% of the people will be able to get a vaccine within 5 miles of their house. And quite frankly, pharmacies, quite frankly, are the best place for many to get it. But I'm not giving up until we make sure that the communities that need it the most are getting it. And I spend a couple hours a day on this subject. And I think the governor understands that, and I think we may even see some visits in the near future.
Our conversation with Michigan's 12th District Congressional Representative Debbie Dingell continues on 89.1 WEMU. Before I let you go, I want to cover one other positive development this week. There was a more than $15 million Department of Transportation grant awarded to Willow Run Airport, which is run by the Wayne County Airport Authority. Now, the airport has been looking for this kind of support for some time now. What made this time the right time?
Well, one of the things that I've learned is you keep pushing and you don't give up. And sometimes it takes staying relentless and focused and explaining why this matters. And we were able to get it. And I'm grateful that we were able to get it. And it's very important for economic development in Washtenaw County. This airport is a strong cargo airport, as well as offering other services. And I think it's going to be very critical to the surrounding community, but in particular to Washtenaw County and jobs. And it expands what the airport can be used for. It is part of, as you say, the I call it the Metropolitan Airport, because Wayne County sounds like it's just one county, and it serves five counties.
Right.
And I'm just pleased we were able to get it and what it will mean for the surrounding community.
What direct infrastructure and perhaps cosmetic improvements will it make at the airport?
Well, if you've been on the runway, it needs help. I mean, I haven't been in a plane, but we all even remember when the University of Michigan basketball team went off the runway. But it has needed to be improved and fixed up. It's got rust. This is going to allow more cargo traffic. to come in and out of the Willow Run Airport, as well as commercial traffic. You're not going to see airlines. That will be the other airport in Wayne County, but private planes will be using this. The University of Michigan will be using it for their charter planes. Charter planes will also be able to use it. So it's upgrading this facility so it can be used by more people, and that will support the local economy.
And might this be a precursor to airport expansion?
You keep focused. We got to keep talking to each other. You got to keep talking about economic development plans, and we got to invest in our future. And I'm going to keep working with the community to do just that.
Representative Dingell, thank you so much for the time today. I appreciate it, and we'll look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you, David.
That is 12th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1, Ypsilanti.